I want to start with this draft going on because we're a lot of picks in here. We're around seven. Is that quick, Tony, for a draft day old?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. People are getting it done.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, I have to ask, and I understand this is going in the package, and I understand we're experts, we're making the best decision possible, but like, Corey.
Yo.
In a draft, you had a draft a little while ago. There's some money on the line, I assume, in the previous draft, yeah, right? Yeah. There's a couple dollars on the line, right?
I'm a professional player.
Sure. So you obviously sat in making your picks, and you had your app, whatnot, and you thought about it. Like, now this is a mock draft, right? Mm-hmm. How long do you take your pick? When you see you're on the clock and you're available, how long do you take?
I'm not ever going to take no more than 5-6 minutes to make my selection. I look at, you know what I'm saying, my numbers, see what I'm at.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Are you really looking at your numbers in this mock draft, honestly? Totally, yeah, honestly.
This is for the package.
This is what I'm saying. Roadrunner's package available now. Free radio when you check out. Seriously. No, you're not.
I'm putting my team together the best way I can, Greg.
Agreed. Yeah. In your head. You're not sitting there with your pen and paper and things. No freaking way.
I'm not sitting there.
You're like, oh, this guy seems good at this time. Yeah.
No, but no. It is some, you know, I do have some merit to the way I put the thing together, Greg.
Well, we'll see that. Scotty, I know this is very important to you. It's the Road Experts mock draft here.
Yes, our second one.
Your second one.
You can check out the 15-teamer with full analysis right now.
Right. RoadExperts.com. Free radio when you check out. The exclusive edge package. Scotty, how is not serious, but like, you're not taking this as serious as you do a real draft, are you?
Probably not, but I'm still taking it very seriously.
Are you adding numbers up? Are you sitting here going through your magazine?
You know, right
from January?
In the early rounds, I'm going for what I feel is either the best player or the best value available, and you know, I'll add it up as I go along. But you know, right now I'm looking for balance and I'm looking for value.
All right, so whatever that means. I'm just kidding.
I'm looking to balance.
I understand.
Pitching and hitting.
I'm just kidding. I understand.
Right. I didn't realize you had a sense of humor.
Making a joke. Hey, Tony. This draft, I mean, I like how fast it's going. We're in round seven. It just seems to me that if we're this deep in, people are not really, you know, taking the time.
See, I don't know if I agree with you, because right. I look at it like this. I have 11 guys that pick before me, right?
Right.
So, how much slower can it be? Like, if we were in a real draft,
sure,
we'd have 3 minutes to pick. So, sure. To me, it's taking a lot of time. So, basically, when I get my pick, I make my draft pick, I add my numbers, and I said, what do I need next? And then I can go and put 10 guys that'll bring me those numbers, because we're early in the draft,
mm-hmm,
and it's pretty easy to me. So I don't know if I agree that people are not taking their time. I think it's going pretty, you know, it's a slow draft, so that's the only reason why you think it's going by fast.
Probably.
These slow drafts are to get you ready for a regular draft, and you're only going to have 3 minutes for every pick.
So I want to actually start with Scotty's pick. Scotty's been pretty demonstrative on this program about his feeling on catchers. Mm-hmm. Like, pretty demonstrative that you don't believe in taking a catcher early. You want to wait. You realize, you know, the big three of Buster Posey and Gary Sanchez and Jonathan Lucroy, they're out there. You're probably not going to take them, is what you have said, you know, in the past. You're probably not going to take them.
In the first 3 to 4 rounds?
Right.
No.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Your catcher here is Buster Posey.
Yeah, because I got him at the very end of the fifth round. Beginning of the sixth. That's like, I couldn't pass on the value there. It was like you know, I've seen Posey go in like the second, third round. I'm not doing that, but he slips all the way to the final pick of the fifth, which is like equivalent to first pick of the sixth. I just couldn't ignore it.
I just feel like it's very interesting, because you're highly against Buster Posey.
I'm highly against
his
taking
value.
A top catcher in like with like my second, third pick.
Why do you think he fell?
I'd have to talk to the other owners.
Well,
but, you know,
four of them are with you.
You know, I'd have to ask you guys. I mean, I passed on him in the first four rounds, but when he's staring at me at like 5'12", 6'1", I can't ignore it.
Tony, you obviously picked two picks right before Scotty. How come you didn't pick Buster Posey?
It was never a consideration. One of the things we talked about was that how, despite the catcher position, that he doesn't deliver in the round the same amount of counting statistics, including home runs, RBIs, and runs scored. But it came into consideration there in the fifth round. But the problem was, I needed other areas. I had got behind in pitching, and I wanted to make sure that I upgraded in pitching. So that was the main reason why I didn't jump in on Buster Posey.
All right. Corey, you think Scott taking Buster Posey here?
I agree with Scott here. When it started to get a little bit later on into the draft and I saw Posey there, I was considering pulling the trigger. But I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I still think that you can wait and get your catcher a little bit later on. But I think, Scotty, I don't have a problem with it. I think it comes value. This is about two rounds past his ADP, so why not? Now in a draft, with an expert-style draft, you know you're playing catcher chicken and pitcher chicken. So that's why the value is there. So do you look at this the same way you look at your regular home league where somebody might take him in round, you know, 3-1 or maybe somewhere in the fourth inning? I mean, the fourth round. You know, maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But in a mock draft with mainly experts, you know that people are going to wait on catcher and they're going to wait on pitcher. So I don't have an issue with it. Like, it's things you normally wouldn't, like, you see in most drafts, you definitely could see in this mock right now because, you know, everybody's kind of drafting the same.
Tony, how do you feel this draft is stacking up for Scott Engel?
The king, Scotty Engel.
I mean,
if you look at the king, he's got the back to back picks there at the end. He goes a little early with the pitching, and Max Scherzer, Johnny Lester gets a solid closer, and Kenley Jansen. But he's got Buster Posey at catcher, Francisco Lindor, and Miguel Cabrera. It's too early to tell. I like what he's doing pitching wise.
Yep.
But it's going to be interesting to see if he can bring an offense together.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking at bulking up the offense with my next few picks.
Yeah, it seems to make sense. Scott, are you happy with your draft so far?
What's that?
Are you happy with your draft?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I loved that Cabrera fell to me in the first round. You know, I'm not going to, you know, get squeamish on Scherzer because of the injury. But third round, it was between Lindor and Cespedes, and I went Lindor for the combination of Lindor for power and speed. And, you know, I think I'm okay with taking Jansen at that spot. I felt like he was the best player on the board, and I got Scherzer and Lester as a 1-2 punch, and you know, I have Jansen. You know, where the strikeouts are terrific for a closer, so I'm pretty happy. But there's a lot to go. There's like, you know, there's a lot of rounds to go.
Corey Parson, fantasy executive.
Yo, what's the deal with you, Greg? I think Michael call you Gregory.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. No, it's all good. We boys.
Yeah, we're doing well. We're best friends here. How do you feel your draft shaping up here?
I feel pretty good about it so far. You know what I mean? I'm kind of heavy in the outfield. I was looking for a particular player to come back to me to get even heavier in the outfield.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen in the past round. I got my one pitcher. I don't, you know, Martinez, you may not consider him an ace when it comes to a fantasy staff. He may not be a SP1. I think he's still a good young pitcher. I'm very satisfied with my offense right now. So I think I got my power and my average where it needs to be. So I'm going to try to pick off some speed along the way. But I think there's a couple stolen bases in there the way it's built right now.
Tony, you like Corey's team, man?
The fantasy executives team. You know, I like almost everybody's team thus far.
That's pretty good.
In the draft. The only guy I'm worried about is a guy that I used to work with is George Kurtz. I don't know if he's smoking some wacky weed or whatever he's doing, but he's a guy. He's very angry. I don't know what he's doing. I'll tell you what, the fantasy executive, the only thing I don't like about his draft, he has got five good offensive players.
Sure does.
And I like everything he picked from an offensive standpoint. I just don't know if he's going to have enough pitching to compete. When you have Carlos Martinez not being his, you know, he's being his ace. What's he going to land after that? I think this guy's there that actually can still help him out. But I'm interested to see how his pitching comes. I'm a little concerned about it.
Has that been your focus, Corey? I've noticed in like the two drafts that you've done so far, you go heavy on offense and wait till about the fifth round for pitching.
That seems to be the way I'm playing it. That's the situation I've been in. Now I will diversify. When I diversify, it'll be drafts, it'll be leagues where I go pitching early and put the offense together a little bit later on. So I think it's some arms that's going, you know, some upside arms out there that I'll be able to get a little bit later on, and we'll see how it pans out.
What I find really interesting was in the last draft, the draft app told you repeatedly to take Nelson Cruz, and you never wound up taking Nelson Cruz.
Yeah.
And here in this draft, you did.
Yeah, I did. I went and jumped on him right here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Nelly tends to, is one of the players that tends to get overlooked, so. You know, I still, you know, listen, it's a 40 home run guy year after year, so I'm comfortable with that.
I got two 41 guys, Nelly and Bryce, really. But what's really interesting to me is you weren't comfortable with that in the draft that you played for money.
You know, I thought it was better players on the board at that point in that draft.
And in this draft, you did not.
This was around, like, a round later.
So, oh, this was the fourth you got him in? Because, no, in your other draft, you're talking about 2-3 here. That was when you were talking about Nelly Cruz. This was in the same round. This is in the third round here. It was a similar spot. I mean, I know you had a couple picks earlier that other draft.
Yeah, it was a couple picks earlier.
I don't know, but it still seems like it's the same exact spot you passed on Nelly Cruz before. I was wondering if your opinion had changed on him at all.
No opinion, no, no. I mean, we know what Nelson Cruz is, but I think that he is a player that, you know, people tend to will skip by on their queue.
Do you think you have enough speed? I mean, you yelled at me about speed.
I think I'll be good with speed.
You think you'd be good with speed, mm-hmm. perhaps with your next pick?
Yeah. I'm waiting on Bobby McMahon. I took a gamble a couple rounds, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I had read something I read one of the people in the industry, you know what I mean? And he was like, don't really, you know, trip off of speed because it's a... You don't have to win stolen bases. You just have to be competitive in the category. Right.
Well, all I know is as I look at Corey's team, there's a second base slot open. There's a fast second baseman that happens to be available.
At the top of the queue.
At the top of the queue.
But I still need pitching, too. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a chance that, you know, homeboy can get back to me.